This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Birmingham Barons have their first home game of the season today against Montgomery. 5 years ago, the minor league baseball team moved into Regents Field, a brand new ballpark in downtown Birmingham. And this year, the team plays host to the Southern League All-Star Game. The Barons have had their ups and downs, but there are some changes in store to keep fans hanging on. WBHM's Gigi Duban headed to the ball field.
On a recent afternoon, Barons players took batting practice as country music blared from the sound system. The team won its season opener 5-4 over Chattanooga. For the last 5 years, the Barons have benefited from being downtown. Jonathan Nelson is the Barons' general manager.
You're seeing an unprecedented level of, you know, civic excitement, enthusiasm, and just genuine, you know, a sense of being proud of the Barons, of the facility that we play in, Regents Field.
Nelson wants to keep that excitement from fading. So one thing he's adding this year, new beers and trendy foods like chicken and waffles.
What we always want to do is we want to introduce new items that people, we believe that people are going to enjoy.
Now, chicken and waffles might not be something you think of when you think of ballpark food. It's a little awkward to eat, but it does bring in money. And that's important, especially when admission ticket prices are relatively low. Barons tickets have held steady at $7 since the team moved from its old location at the Hoover Met. Rodney Paul teaches sport management at Syracuse University.
It may not be as, you know, just what that price point is in the ticket. It's everything else that goes with it and what people are spending when they come in.
Plus, when there's good food and drink and entertainment, people stay longer. To a point. Over the last several years, both the major and the minor leagues have been finding new ways to speed up the game. The Barons are no different. Nelson, the Barons' general manager, says this year there's a new pace of play rule.
The change is when you go extra innings, a team will have a runner at second base to begin the inning.
So there's a runner automatically at second base when a game goes into extra innings. This, Nelson knows, is guaranteed to fill the purists with outrage. But he says on Friday nights when they'd set off fireworks after the games, it was a long wait for the grand finale.
And unfortunately, a few years ago, it seemed like every Friday night we went extra innings and they were turning into four-hour games.
Noise ordinances and curfews made those late games tough, too. But Rodney Paul, the economist, says the good thing about a $7 admission ticket is a lot of people have no problem ducking out early. Plus, Paul says fans reward teams that play faster games by going to more of them. And he says as long as people have a good time, it doesn't even matter much whether the team wins. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.